And centers around Psalms 103. If you remember Brother Leslie, as he finished his discourse this afternoon, he said, "Is your altar full of praise?" Well, you're going to have the opportunity to show us. To begin our service, we'd like to use the first one on your hymn slip. Does everyone have a hymn sheet, hymn slip? If you don't, put up your hand. I think the deacons have a few more. One up front here, Russ. We'll begin with, "To God be the glory." We'll rise on the last verse, and our brother Jimmy Dean will lead us in prayer. It left me just that quick. Brother Jimmy will lead us at the third verse, at the conclusion of the third verse.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we do praise Thee, and we thank Thee for the privilege of praising Thee and to glorifying Thy name and to hold Thee in reverential appreciation and reverential love. Do guide us, dear Lord, and keep us, and let us fulfill our consecration. We thank Thee for the inspirational talks today. We thank Thee for the opportunity of this wonderful fellowship for the last 2 days. And we thank Thee, dear Lord, for this opportunity of the devotional, that we can sing praises and we can hear songs of praises to Thee. And we pray Thy blessing upon those who are participating in this devotional. Do help them and guide them and help us to appreciate all Thy wonderful care and tender mercies on us. Forgive us for our mistakes. Keep us and guide us through Thy word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
One quick announcement. We have the title of our devotional is Blessings Both Ways. Now, the Bible often makes use of the word bless. Unfortunately, the modern use of the word has limited it so that we fail to recognize its greatness. Somehow in the world around us, the word has been sidelined, so to speak. Except for its use in some homes, at mealtime prayer, or the empty response to a sneeze. When David used the word bless, he used it with dignity. In Psalms 103, the first verse, he breaks out into praises, and he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Actually, we find that blessing is a two-way street. Only because God has blessed us by giving us life and giving us the opportunity to run for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, can we respond by blessing Him. Let us consider this evening three thoughts, or three points. A, the meaning of the word blessing. B, the call to bless. And thirdly, the reasons to bless. But let's begin by singing another hymn, Day by Day. Let's sing all three verses. It's the second sheet, or number 102 on the top of your hymn sheet. Only three verses. What we'll do after this, these hymns are a little different. We haven't sang them before, and so what Sister Florence is going to do is play a few bars of the first verse so we get the melody, and then we'll join in the hymn. I forgot to tell you that earlier. I'm sorry. We'd like a poem to be read now, and the title of the poem is Marked for His Own, Sister Donna Whitaker.
Marked for His Own. How lovely are the faces of the men who talk with God, lit with an inner sureness of the path their feet have trod. How gentle is the manner of a man who walks with Him. No strength can overcome him, and no cloud his courage dim. Keen are the hands and feet, ah yes, of those who wait His will, and clear as crystal mirrors are the hearts His love can fill. Some lives are drear from doubt and fear, while others merely plod, but lovely faces mark the men who walk and talk with God.
Thank you. The meaning of blessing. The idea of blessing in the Old Testament first occurs in Genesis 1:22. After the account of the fourth day of creation, when God made the animal world, we read that God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply." Then on the fifth day, when God had made man, verse 28 says, God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it." Up to this point, blessing was only a one-way street. God gave, 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 and man always received. We don't read anywhere that Adam and Eve blessed the Lord. Not until Genesis, the ninth chapter, after the account of the flood, does blessing become more than a one-way street. In Genesis 9:1 we read, 9:1, God blessed Noah and his sons. Then finally, in verse 26 of the ninth chapter, Noah said, "Blessed be the Lord." We'd like to sing our next hymn at this point. It is no secret. The next sheet, 581, is the number on your hymn slip.
Thank you.
We'd like a poem to be read now by Sister Rachel Hasty, and the title is Your Father Knoweth What Things Ye Have Need Of.
This is taken from Matthew 6:8. Our Father knows what things we need each step along the way. His eye of love doth never sleep. He watches night and day. He knows sometimes, like ripening grain, we need the sunshine bright. Again he sends the peace that comes with shadows of the night. Sometimes our pride would fain unfurl ambition's flaunting sail. Ah, then he knows we need to walk humiliation's veil. Sometimes he takes our eager hands and folds them on our breast. He gently lays our work aside. He knows we need to rest. Sometimes we need companionship. Sometimes the wilderness. How sweet to feel he'll know and give the state that most will bless. Then let us leave it all with him, assured that come what may, our Father knows just what we need upon our pilgrim way.
Thank you. The Old Testament word bless carries two shades of meaning. First, it means to endow with beneficial power, and secondly, to worship or to praise. Obviously, we cannot give God beneficial power, but we can respond to God's blessing with a response of adoration. We can say with David, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Later on, the psalmist calls attention to all creation to join him in praising God. He says, "Bless the Lord, all you his hosts," in verse 21 of Psalms 103. Then he says, "Bless the Lord, all his works," in verse 22. What a privilege to bless God in praise and in worship. Let's sing our next hymn, Oh, the Wonder of It All, number 13 on your hymn slip. We'd like to have our next poem. The title is The Blessing of God. The Blessing of God. It's Sister Karen Earle, please.
The blessings of God. Mercy abundantly given. Help for the difficult place. Courage when it's sorely needed. Strength for the problems we face. Comfort when grief assails us. Love when we need someone to care. These are the blessings of God that He gives us in answer to prayer.
Thank you. Our point number two is the call to bless. In verse 1 and 2, and also in 20 and the 22nd verse of Psalms 103, the call is to bless God, to call to worship Him with praise, to celebrate with praises His attributes, to acknowledge His love and His goodness to us. Who is to bless God? The call to bless God rings throughout the entire universe. The flowers, the birds, the stars, the planets, really the entire universe. In these verses of Psalms 103, David calls to himself and he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." He calls for his entire being to bless God. By the end of the psalm, David can no longer stand to sing alone. He calls out to the angels, God's servants, in verse 20, where he says, "Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word." Then he continues in verse 21, where he says, "Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you minister of his, who do his pleasure." In verse 22, David personifies creation, and he invites all of God's handiwork to join the chorus, "Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places and in all his dominions." Let's sing our next hymn, which is "This is My Father's World," number 24 on your hymn sheet. we'd like to have our poem read now by Sister Gracia Carmer, and it's Count Your Blessings. Count Your Blessings.
Count Your Blessings. Do not count when day is o'er, daily loss from life's rich store, but the gains, however small, count them daily, one and all. Every sweet and gracious word, every pleasant truth you've heard, every tender glance and tone, every kindly deed you've known, every duty nobly done, every rightful victory won, treasure all and count them o'er as a miser counts his store. But if bitter word or thought have a bitter harvest brought, if some foeman hath assailed you, or the friend most trusted failed you, if unkindness and untruth have to you brought saddest ruth, blot the score without delay, keep no record of the day, keep no record of the care, loss and cross we all must bear. On the page of memory write only what is fair and bright. Let all evil things go by, still with brave endeavor try simple joys to multiply. Thus you'll learn how large a sum will with faithful reckoning come, long as after cloud and rain, blessed sunshine comes again, long as after winter's gloom, summer roses bud and bloom, long as we have with us here one sad heart that we may cheer, long as love gilds sorrow's cross, life's rich gain o'erpays the loss.
Thank you. Reasons to bless God. Why does the psalmist bless God? He gives us two reasons. One, he blesses God for his benefits, for what God confers upon his creatures. Secondly, he blesses God for his person, for what God is himself. First, let us ask what benefits David has in mind. Verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not his benefits." Then in verses 3 to 5, he lists these benefits as, "He who forgives all your iniquities, he who heals all your distresses, all your diseases, he who redeems your life from destruction, he who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, he who satisfies your mouths with good things." We'd like to have two of our brethren at this time sing a duet. The title is "The Lord Bless You," and that is our brother Coletta and Sister Baker.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A continuation in the third to the fifth verses in Psalms. The psalmist's words come from personal experience. Essentially, he's telling us, I was guilty of wrongdoing. The only release I found was in God's forgiveness. I was plagued with diseases. The ultimate healer of my illness was the great God. I was threatened by death. The only escape is in his glorious kingdom. The psalmist here refers to the very things we struggle with on a daily basis. He looks to the Lord for deliverance, where he can experience freedom. He looks to the Lord for forgiveness. Note the way he puts it in verse 10 and 12 of this same Psalms 103. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him, as far as from the east is from the west. So far has he removed our transgressions from us. Here David speaks of Jehovah's unfathomable forgiveness. He had but a measure of it removed. To us who know God, who have accepted his Son, have laid down our lives in consecration, have experienced God's true forgiveness through Jesus. Why should we bless God? Because he had poured out so many benefits on all of his creation and countless more upon those who have laid down their lives with his Son. Let's turn to our next hymn, The Longer I Serve Him. 623 on your hymn slip. The Longer I Serve Him. Thank you. have a poem that Sister Mary Altschuler will read for us. It's titled Blessed. Blessed, Sister Altschuler.
Blessed. Blessed is he whose faith is not offended when all around his way the power of God is working out deliverance for others day by day, though in some prison drear his own soul languish till life itself be spent, yet still can trust his Father's love and purpose and rest therein content. Blessed is he who, through long years of suffering, cut off from active toil, still shares by prayer and praise the work of others, and thus divides the spoil. Blessed art thou, O child of God, who sufferest and canst not understand the reason for thy pain, yet gladly leavest thy light in his blessed hand. Yet blessed art thou whose faith is not offended by trials unexplained, by mysteries unsolved, past understanding, until the goal is gained.
Thank you. David additionally tells us to forget none of his benefits. In other words, he's telling us to keep track of the blessings in your life. Our memories become a most blessed possession when the psalmist echoes these words, forget none of his benefits. It enables us to count our blessings, which to us is not an exercise in religious sentimentality. Rather, it is a choice way to gain the correct perspective in our lives. It is to give God the credit totally, rather than some, perhaps, to ourselves. I heard of a professional beggar who had the words, thank you, tattooed in the palm of his right hand. These words should be tattooed or engraved in our hearts, in the hearts of each one of us. In Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 3, Paul, having his heart overflowing with praise, he wrote, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. We'd like to have a solo now, sung by Sister Josie Wessel. I come to the garden. I come to the garden.
And the voice I
Thank you. Back to Ephesians, the first chapter, the third verse. Here Paul uses the twofold meaning for the word bless. Again, he speaks of blessing as a two-way street. We bless God, for he first blessed us. How did he do this? Ephesians, the first chapter, the fourth verse, where he says, God chose us. Then in verse 5, he says, he adopted us. Then in verse 7, he says, he redeemed us. Verse 7 again, he says, he forgave us. Then in verse 9, he made his will known to us. And then in verse 10, he says, he sealed us. Now after listing this catalog of blessing, Paul charges the Ephesians to know the hope of their calling. He echoes again what the psalmist has been telling us. Forget none of these benefits. Forget none of these benefits. We will have our choral group sing next, and the subject of the choral group, or the title of their song, is God Will Take Care of You. God Will Take Care of You.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Why should we bless God? Not only because, as they sang, He takes care of us, but also because of who He is. Psalms 103:1 says, "Bless His holy name." God's name stands for His entire personality. When we bless His name, we bless the sum of all His attributes. Psalms 103:17-18 says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to His children's children, to such as keep His covenants, and to those who remember His commandments and do them." Do you recognize and appreciate all the blessings the Lord has showered upon you? Remember, it works both ways. Do we say with the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." In closing, let's rise and sing the last hymn on our hymn sheet, and that's "Bless and Keep." Sister Florence will play that for us once, and then we'll sing it twice. We'll sing it two times, and we'll ask Brother Altuay to dismiss our day and service with prayer.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Dear Father, we want to approach your throne of mercy, give you thanks for all blessings which you bestow upon us. First of all, we want to give you thanks for your great love that you sent your beloved love, who died for us in order that in due time every member of human family will have opportunity for love. Dear Father, we thank you that you open our eyes of understanding, that we can see your great and marvelous plan. We thank you for opportunity that we can be with brother, encourage each other and be encouraged. Dear Father, we ask you for forgiveness of our trespasses because we make us. We ask you for those, dear brethren and sister, who can be with us from different reasons, that your help, your face will be with them. And again, in all our daily affairs, we submit ourselves under your gracious care and ask all those blessings through Jesus Christ's name. Amen.